all of the minor, what do we have to do for a person? The last one we discussed was the fact that it brings kapara for our averas, moil to get rid of our kaparas, of our averas. You have to do tshuva, but the kapara aspect expunges it completely. Second thing he brings is v're'e od koach hamida hakdosha hazu shehi mo'eles laharich yamav shel adam. It gives you a longer life. U'kamo shematzinu b'bnei Eli in Rosh Hashanah daf yud ches shenigzar aleihem, they had a gzera on this family, the children of Eli. Shbekol marbis beis hayamusu anashim. Everybody in the family, the descendants of this one family, had a gzera with a shvua, the Gemara says, in Yevamos, Rosh Hashanah. What they did was, these Eli was a Kohanic family. They were Kohanim. And there's a machlokas what they did, but the simple pshat in the psukim is that the women who brought korbanos, they took advantage of them. Another pshat is that they delayed the korban. The simple pshat in the pasuk is that they actually took advantage of the women. But the second pshat is that they just were slow in bringing the korban, so they weren't able to go home to their husbands and be with their husbands on time. The machlokas drush versus pshat. What Bnei Eli did as the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash. But regardless, their punishment was all of their descendants were going to die a young age. All descendants. So, v'afal pichein, kishehotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu et ha'gzar din aleihem, when he made the gzar din, rimez lahem, he made a remez to them in the psukim, to the family. Shebetorah ubigmilus chasadim yuchu levatel devar zeh v'yarifu yamim. And they'll have a long life if they learn Torah and do chesed. Now the actual Gemara is a machlokes Rav and Abaye in two places, in Rosh Hashanah and in Yevamos. But listen to what it says here. It says, Eino nikra, the gzar din's not going to be just ripped up. Shenemar v'lachein nishbati leveis Eli. I made a shvua, says Hashem, to this family. Im yiskaper avon beis Eli bezevach u'bemincha. It's not, I mean, he's saying like he's reading it rhetorically. Hashem is speaking rhetorically. If with korbanos, these were Kohanim who did the aver in the Beit HaMikdash, their korb and their zevach u'mincha will not extend their lives. So now the Gemara continues and says that Rava learned zevach u'mincha won't work. Korbanos won't work to break the gzeir on our family. But Torah will work. Just make a diuk on the pasuk. Torah, mincha u'zevach, no. But add Torah, and we can live a long life and break the Gzerah. And he did that and died young of Rava. He darshened the pasuk that you only korbanos won't help, avoda won't help, but Torah added in will help, and he died at 40. Abaye argues with Rava over there. They're both from the house of Eli, Abaye and Rava. They're both descendants of this family who had the Gzar Din. And Abaye, it's hard to understand what his drush is, because he says, no, Zevach u'mincha won't extend our lives. It won't break the Gzar Din. But Torah and Gmilus Chasadim together will. How did he make that drush of the pasuk? So the Marsha adds it in. He explains what Abaye was thinking. He says the world stands on three amudim. This is the Marshan Yevamos, Daf Kuf Hei. The world stands on three pillars: Avoda, Gmilus Chasadim, and Torah. this family, whatever they did, whether they slept with the women or they delayed the women from being with them, whatever they did something wrong in the avoda, says the Marshal. In the Beis HaMikdash, that's where they were bad. Therefore, ein kategor nasa sanegor, you cannot have the prosecuting, the thing that indicted them, that made the gzardin against them, is not going to work to save them. So avoda was out. That's what the pasuk is saying according to Abaye. Bezevach ubimincha lo yischaper. That amud is not going to work. That pillar that the world stands on is not going to. But the other two, Torah and Gemilas Hasadim, will. And he did it that way and lived to be 60. He had an extra 20 years life over Rava, and they were both descendants of this family. A little hard because they, I'm not sure if they were Kohanim, Tosfos over there, it's not so clear. Maybe they're still the mother's side, they weren't. But that's the simple pshat here, that we see that Chesed alone, hard to hear what was the Rava doing all day. Just learning? Never did Chesed? Seems like the simple pshat in the Gemara. Maybe he didn't go out of his way, but Abaye did. He did both. Hard to understand how a rabbi is not doing chesed. What's he doing? Seriously. How do you... I don't know. Hard to understand this, Gemara. But that's the simple understanding that the Chafetz Chaim is bringing now to explain how critical it is to do chesed. That even a gzar din against the guy that he's supposed to die young, and Hashem made a shvuah on that gzar din, meaning to say there's no way we're going to break this. If you do chesed and Torah together, you can mamish save yourself from death. Next one, says the Chafetz Chaim, Avos Chesed. V'gam hi mo'elet linatza mi'chevlo shel Mashiach. This we studied last month. Chesed will be able to save a person from the pre-Mashiach birth pains of Mashiach, where much suffering and pain and death is going to come to the world, as we learn. But Torah and Chesed will save you. Kmo she'amru chachmenu zachron v'vracha in Sanhedrin, Sadi Ches Amud Beis. Shalu Talmidav, the Talmidim asked Rebbe Eliezer, Ma yase adam v'inatzam mechevlo shel Mashiach. Direct question, what can you do to be saved? And we are now in Ikvus HaMashiach, as we know, that's clear from all of our Gedolim, we're here. How do you get you saved? Yaso, Amar Lahem, Yaso, B'Torah U'B'Gemilas Chasadim. Those two, again, Torah and Gemilas Chasadim will save you. V'Aschus Hazeh, Omed Lo Le'adim L'Chol HaDoros She'achrav. That Schus of the Torah and the Chesed will stand for future generations after you. Kamo she'amru chachmenu zichronon bevracha, Lealkut Shimoni, Tehillim, HaChesed Omedes Lo La'adam Ad Sof Kol HaDoros. This is before Shalkut Shimoni. Shenemar, so we're the beneficiaries of the Chesed of our grandparents, our ancestors, and we're going to be doing it for them too, please God. The Chesed Hashem Me'olam Vad Olam Al Yireyam. Umitzvah Zu, He owes the Shalom Gadol Beinenu Levein Avidu Sheba Shamayim. This mitzvah creates peace between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamo she'amru chachmenu zichrono v'rocha baba basra, daf yud, amar Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yossi, kol tzedaka v'chesed Yisrael osim v'olam hazeh, shalom gadol praklitin gdolim, bein Yisrael avim shebashamayim. You make many prosecutors and lawyers on behalf of the Jewish people to make peace between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever. There's no question here, if you look at this last point that the Avos Chesed is making here about making peace between Hashem and the Jewish people, when you do Chesed for another Jewish person, is a davar pashut. If you really need to think about this, we've discussed many times in many different contexts, the fact that Hashem is made parents, made you have a father and a mother, is a chiddush. We didn't have to have parents. We could have been hatched by eggs and not had any musag of a father and a mother or a brother or a cousin or any relationships. We didn't have to have those things. Those are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made up in order to give meaning to our lives and understand some level of the relationship between us and Hashem. That this aspect of Him being a Father is necessary for us to understand something when we give to our children, something about what Hashem feels that with vis-a-vis us and how we're supposed to be vis-a-vis Him. And obviously as the relationships with parents deteriorate, it's usually going to have serious implications on a person's Yirat Shamayim, you know, and their connection to Hashem. That's another topic. But here, the idea that chesed between one Jew, me and you, and that makes Hashem have peace between all of us and Him, is something that's so self-evident. If you think about it as a parent, you're not parents yet, so the guys in the back are. The idea that one brother does a chesed for another brother is one of the things that gives a parent tremendous nachas. It's almost unexplainable when one sibling takes care of and does real chesed for the other one. It definitely gives the parents a level of satisfaction, of closeness, as if they did their job on some level the right way, as opposed to when there's all fighting between the siblings. When it's real fighting, it's bad. But when it's just punching and stuff, fine. But if it's real, it's really, it hurts the parents a lot when there's dissension between the kids. That is something that I don't believe. I think it's a basic emotion and feeling that every parent who's normal has. That was programmed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the parents. Why? Because this is one of the midos that we have to have vis-a-vis our friends and our people at Klapehim. Think about this. Why chesed is such a critical thing for one Jew to another, and what it does Klapeh Hashem in that parental role over all of us. Think about it as to why this is so precious. Let's do one more. This is a little bit more esoteric, but he has one more incredible outgrowth of this midah of chesed. He says this midah is omedes berumo shel olam mamish. It's standing in the loftiest places of the world, our chesed. I don't know what this means, that it's standing in the loftiest places, but it means it's big. Very big. But look at the mashal, the raya that he brings. La mizbonim b'torah es godel inyana. Anybody who contemplates in the Torah the incredible hugeness, the largeness of this matter of chesed. V'zeh lashon ha-medrash rabba rus. Parsha hei os dalet. Bo ur'eh kochan shel balei tztaka. V'gom le'chesed. Come look at the power of people who give tzedakah and do chesed. There's different things. Chesed is usually with the body or alone, and tzedakah is where you give cash. She'ein chosin lo b'tzel shachar. This guy who's a baal tzedakah and a baal chesed, he's not just going to be protected by the shade of the morning. Tzel HaShachar, velo b'tzel kanfei eretz, and not by the shade of the wings of the earth. So he's going now from the morning to the whole earth. Velo b'tzel kanfei shemesh, and not in the shelter of the wings of the sun. So now he's going a little higher. Velo b'tzel kanfei chayos, and not in the shelter of the wings of the angels, the Chayos HaKodesh. He's going higher now than the sun, I guess. V'lo b'tzel kanfei kruvim. V'kruvim. V'lo b'tzel kanfei tzrafim. Tzrafim are other angel type of things. Ele b'tzel mi she'amar v'haya olam. It's in the shelter of the shade of the one who said, "Let there be a world." Shenemar ma yakar chazdecha ha-elokim uvnei adam b'tzel knafecha yechatsayun. In your wings, we will be protected. There's a little interesting drush this pasuk is saying. It looks like Mayakar Chasdecha Elokim is talking about Hashem's chesed in this pasuk. But the Medrash is not learning that this is Hashem's chesed. He's learning that it's our chesed, and it's how valuable it is in Hashem's eyes, our chesed, that Hashem is actually going to protect that person, personally. Now, I don't know what this means, the Srafim, the Chayos, but it's clear that this Medrash is saying that chesed is a big deal. It's a big deal for all these reasons.
When we do chesed, is it not like Hashem as the parent, can be also looking down on his children who are helping one another?
Yeah.
So that's the feeling that people are speaking about.
That's what Hashem was talking about. But what's this thing about the Chayos HaKodesh? It says it's going straight to the top, straight to the boss.
So it's high up there because we have free choice, so we could not do that. And then when we decide to help one another, then God gets a lot of.
So you're saying that's what Rumo Shel Olam means, in the loftiest places in the Shamayim, up there by the Kisei HaKavod, it's because this is so...
Potent.
That's what you said? Good word. Yeah, there's no... It's not... But it's also the exact opposite, you understand? Most kids, they fight with their siblings. And if there's a Yerusha from daddy, then they want to kill each other to get the money. I mean, that's the most cliche thing in the world, is the fight between brothers and sisters and competition and jealousy. And so you see that Hashem made it the holiest thing in the world, this Midah of Chesed, for us and our brethren. But at the same time, He made it a hard Midah to acquire, because there's so much of our Yetzer Hara, our humanity, that makes us want to kill our siblings and not do chesed, not to help anybody except help me, take care of me, give me. I don't want to give you, you give me. That's clear that this midah of chesed is different than Torah, different than all the other ones, because it's attacking our essence, our midos, really. Let's continue tomorrow. We're going to try to go through this. Hopefully we'll always have mussar in the halacha here that are coming. Have a good day. Everybody, how are we doing? So now, who's in my shir nowadays? Who's in my gemara shir? Anybody know? Same as last time. And the new guys who were with that? Who are they with? Okay, very good. Okay, so you guys know what we're doing today to go Weiser, whoever's in my class. Yes, we're doing the whole hard story studio.
Okay. What is the thing we have to do when you're involved in class?
And you thought that's what I'm saying. Anytime there's a chesed, a mitzvah that you can do that no one else can do, mitzvah shi yifshai tzotai de'acher, you have to get up and learn to do it.
Even if you're learning.
Only when you learn. If you're not learning, you have to run to do the chesed. But if you are learning,
any chesed.
If there's anybody else to do the job, you don't have to do it. If there's a burning pup with kids dying and someone else is taking care of it, you keep learning. But if there's nobody there, you have to run. Take care of it. Nobody else is there. Or if they don't know how to handle fire, and you do, what the fuck? You have to go. You have to defend yourself. Only when there's no one else to do the chesed, or as well as you can, then you keep learning. If there is, if not, you go.
Interesting.
Thank you, Rabbi.
All right.